The department had been planning to implement a new policy this fall prohibiting unattended minors 10 and under at open swim and open gym at the community center. That change prompted pushback from parents who asked Parks and Rec to try other measures first to improve kids' safety. Director Chandra Thornburg said the department will be keeping the status quo, a rule that says parents are responsible for the behavior and supervision of their children. She explained the approach to the age limit at a community meeting this month.
There's different ideas of what should be a cutoff, what shouldn't be a cutoff, and the previous rule that was stated was that all young children must be supervised by an adult, and we're going to keep that rule in place. All children are welcome to be here as long as they're checking in at the front desk, and they're going to be going back and forth. And the staff have the ability to talk with, work with us, work with the parents, and figure out if this, dependent upon each child, if this is working, if this isn't working.
To that end, Parks and Rec implemented a new discipline policy that's modeled on one used in the middle school. Bad behavior can lead to a call to parents or being kicked out of the community center. The department says it's also following through on other parent suggestions. Employees are wearing new uniforms and ID badges have been ordered so that kids know who to approach if there's a problem. Employees are now going through a more formalized national background check. The old system relied on the local police department for that check. Ann Thornburg told parents that they're keeping track of hallway checks by staff, installing more security cameras and alarms on exit doors. The department still has a staffing issue, though. They've advertised for and have been unable to fill a custodian's job. Until that's filled, Parks and Rec is contracting to have its floors cleaned. And there's still a lack of lifeguards on the payroll, with openings for 8 part-time positions. Thornburg told the group that the lack of lifeguards could mean closures.
We're at the point that the way we're currently running is to have a lifeguard on the pool deck, and our front desk staff are lifeguard certified. So we would like to have 2 lifeguards on the pool deck so that we can have the slide running and the pool open and have the front desk fully staffed. So we're running on bare bones. Steph and I are switching around our schedules. Like, she's closing tonight because our other staff work Monday through Saturday, or Tuesday through Saturday. Mm-hmm. We're doing as much as possible to keep everything open, but if one person calls out sick, then we're going to have to close the swim.
Thornburg was referring to Facility Supervisor Stephanie Payne. She told the gathering the department is open to ideas about scheduling. For instance, there's a new after-school time from 2:45 to 3:30 when kids are welcome to come play. The department is looking for someone to lead an after-school program during that time. And the pool's open now at 6 a.m. There are also many open times for the fitness room and activity room throughout the week. Overall, Thornburg said the goal is to do some strategic planning for the department, including public input on what programs and events are important to continue.
The point of all of these questions is really to start us off on, are we going on the path that you want us to go on for the future of Parks and Rec? Is there another question you would like us to think about and consider? And when we're sending out more surveys to more of the community, we're going to use these as guiding thoughts. So with our strategic planning partner. So I wanted to be able to give this group the opportunity to give us your thoughts first and start the discussion first.
Staffers ask community members to put up stars on lists of programs and events that are important to continue and other ideas for possible new facilities, including trails and other outdoor recreation.
Would you like your own stars?
That's the kind of feedback that an advisory board gave staff in the past, but that board was disbanded in 2014. The Borough Assembly this fall is in the process of erasing it from local law as well. Thornburg has said she'd welcome restarting it if there is interest. Meanwhile, she said a separate group, the Friends of Parks and Recreation, is no longer meeting this year after struggling to find its next time to get together. That group focused more on improvement projects instead of programming and policy decisions. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Vicnicki.